From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Voters in South Korea choosing a replacement to former President Park Geun-hye, who was caught up in a corruption scandal that resulted in her impeachment and removal from office. Turnout could exceed 80%. Official misconduct, slowing growth, and relations with North Korea top voter concerns.
선거운동에 끝까지 헌신의 힘을 다했습니다. 저와 우리 당도...
Early exit polls suggest that front-runner Democratic Party of Korea candidate Moon Jae-in is the winner. The human rights lawyer has promised to tackle official corruption, increase spending to create jobs, and seek more engagement with North Korea. Stephen Noper is a senior director of the Korea Society and Columbia University professor.
Moon Jae-in has talked about something like a Sunshine 2, meaning an opening akin to the individual whom he worked for, Roh Moo-hyun, and his predecessor, Kim Dae-jung, meaning the opening to North Korea, incentives in terms of economic incentives and trying to find a way to deal with the North that is more pro-engagement.
Reactions continue to pour in for newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron, whose business-friendly vision of European integration defeated Marine Le Pen, the far-right French nationalist who threatened to take France out of the European Union. In Germany, newspaper headlines read, "It's a boy, the winner is Europe." German Chancellor Angela Merkel congratulated Macron personally by phone. And in the United States, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to congratulate Macron on his big win. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is meeting with Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov in Washington Wednesday to discuss global hotspots, including Ukraine and Syria. The meeting comes as Moscow pushes for creation of four so-called de-escalation zones supported by Turkey and Iran to help ease 6 years of conflict in Syria. The Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is skeptical.
The creation of the de-escalation zones may lead to some pacification, but I don't see it having a definitive effect for the simple reason that people who are being affected are not being represented.
He said the opposition has not been involved in the proposal. He also questions what role the U.S. will play. According to Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim country has sentenced Jakarta's Chinese Christian governor to 2 years in prison for blasphemy. Basuki Cahayapurnama is accused of blasphemy during his re-election campaign last year, when a video surfaced of him quoting a verse in the Quran to prove to his supporters that there were no restrictions on Muslims voting for non-Muslim politicians. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday was asked if latest American detained in North Korea is aimed at stoking tensions with the U.S. over its banned nuclear and missile programs.
Obviously, this is concerning. We're well aware of it. And we're going to work through the Embassy of Sweden that has a facility in North Korea, or an embassy in North Korea, through our State Department to seek the release of the individuals there. But I would refer you to the State Department on that.
Kim Hak-sun was on the staff of the private Pyongyang University of Science and Technology and was detained Saturday, accused of unspecified hostile acts. His wife has appealed for his release. His arrest brings to four the number of U.S. citizens being detained in North Korea. The scientific team that made headlines in 2015 by unearthing a previously unknown ancient human relative says its latest discoveries could change the way we look at human evolution. The findings, which are being published this week in the scientific journal eLife, include the discovery of a second chamber of fossils of the small-brained Homo naledi and the surprisingly young age of the fossils. The bones found in these fossil-rich caves northeast of Johannesburg were originally thought to be more than 2 million years old, making them a candidate as a possible human ancestor, maybe even some in the scientific community muse, the elusive missing link between higher apes and humans. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.